We are in week number 3 of a series called Weeds. Remember I told you guys last week I don't like to pick weeds? Guess what I did for like 2 days this week? Picked weeds. Ugh. And I didn't even do it the right way. I did it like the cheap way where I like just got like ripped off the top part, you know? Like when you pick weeds, you're supposed to get the root out. And I didn't. I cheated. I know. I just wanted it to look pretty right away. No quick fix when it comes to weeds. Ooh, I bet you there's a lesson in that in itself. But I have a question for you guys. What is something that you really, 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 really want right now? Raise your hand. What's something you want? Let me tell me. What do you really want, Aubrey? You really want a bike? Like a motorcycle or like a bike? Like a beach cruiser? You really want a bike. What do you want? You want dignity? All right. You can get that. Alec, what do you really want?
I want those electric scooters to go from room to room.
You want an electric scooter? Alec, what do you want? I want Jesus! Sam and Jack, what do you guys both want?
A
toy box?
That's what I heard.
Wait, what? $20. Dude, just ask, bro. Oh, I don't have that. Sorry. Those are too rich for my blood, bro. Okay, yeah, Jacob, what do you really want?
Money.
What do you really want, Maddie? You want my Bible? I know. In the bookstore, you can get it. It can be yours for one small price of $29.99. Okay. I don't know. Dakota, what do you want? No, you get one. What? You want what? What was the first one? I know. Are you speaking English? I can't hear you. All right, hands down. Okay, so we all want things, right? We all want some things. There was, growing up, I really wanted one thing. I wanted a lot of things, but there was one thing that somewhat just seemed to stay the same for me growing up. All through elementary school, junior high school. I wanted to be, and you might think this sounds silly, but I think we can all relate to this in some way, shape, or form. We're talkative today. I wanted to be popular. That was what I wanted in junior high school. Like, I so wanted to be popular. Here's what I'm going to guess. I'm not the only one that wanted that or that still wants that. I would do a ton of things when I was in junior high school. When I was in fourth grade. I don't even know if fourth graders think of this. I don't know what got into me. But growing up, like, would you guys say my hair looks like red, orange, or like almost blonde? Like blonde, yeah. Strawberry blonde. Growing up, it was a lot more like of a red, like straight red. And for some reason, I did not like that. I know. I was crazy. Everybody would come up. You guys want to know something? Side note real quick. Okay, wait. Hold on. Before I go on. Okay. Everybody real quick. Okay. I'm going to just, I know we're excitable tonight, but I'm going to ask that you give me a few minutes. Okay. So I don't have to try to talk over you, but I can just talk with you. Okay. So that just means, that's like the nice way of saying stop talking. Okay. Side note before I continue. The word ginger was never ever used when I was growing up. That's like a new word. Yeah. Never once was I ever called a ginger. No, never. Anyways, okay, back to the story. I don't know why, but I didn't like it. And so I wanted to have darker hair. I wanted like my hair to like be brown or something. Fourth grade, I started like putting stuff in my hair to try to make it look a different color because I thought that that would help me be popular. I remember in fourth grade sitting in my room crying because I didn't get invited to certain parties. I know. I was in fourth grade. Like, dude, you're having a birthday party. Just call me. I love Sesame Street too. Junior high school didn't change. I wanted to be popular. And I should, by wanting to be popular, I would want to hang out with the quote-unquote popular crowd. And so I would do what it took to be a part of that crowd, if it meant I had to go and try to pick a fight with a kid that was younger than me just so I looked tough, I tried to do that once. And I wasn't a fighting type of kid. Like, I was pretty weak. I would have got beat up a lot. But for some reason, what was more important to me was being popular. And in high school, if I had to try to be a jerk to somebody so that other kids would look at me and go, dude, you're cool, then I would do that. I did a lot of things to sacrifice and to not really be who I was. And I did a lot of things at the expense of other people so that I could try to be what I call this thing popular. And I bet a lot of us, if I went around and said, hey, do you care about being popular? My guess is a lot of you are going to say, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me. And so I want to try to define popular in a way to where we understand maybe a broader term of it, rather than just this idea that we're a part of a quote-unquote popular group at school where people are known. I don't know if that still exists, but when I went to school, there was a popular group, and then there was like other people that was like, oh, not so popular. And so I don't know if that still exists, but here's what it could mean to be popular. It means that you would go to certain lengths and go do certain things to get people that maybe you're not friends with now to be your friend. Or you would sacrifice maybe some of your morals or some of the things that you believe to be true and go against those so that certain people might like you. You might not want to fit in with the popular crowd, but the crowd that you run with, whatever group that is, you might do something so that in that group, people would like you. And there's all kinds of different groups, right? And for some reason, we like to categorize everybody. Oh, you're in that group, and you're in that group, and you're in that group. Well, I'm in the group called human beings. Can we just not, have all these categories anymore and just go, dude, I don't know. I like a lot of things, but I also like a lot of other things, and I don't know. And why do we have to have groups of people that we hang out with? Why can't we all just kind of, take our uniqueness and go, hey, I kind of like that about you? But here's what I'm afraid of, is that for some of you, we've begun to allow other people and other groups of people define what and who we should be. And so we're willing to kind of back off of maybe what we think and do what is right or do what we really think is good. And we back off of that and we go, I want to do that thing, but these people over here do this, and I really like them, and I want them to like me. And so we start to sacrifice to do things so that other people will like us. And I just want tonight to encourage you that that is not like a good way to kind of walk through life trying to chase other people to like you. And what I really want is for you to learn more about who you are and who God created you to be. The fact that we are all different and we're all unique and we're not supposed to be the same. And God didn't mess up, but he created us that way so that we could all live together and just it's okay to be different. It's okay for me to not have to dye my hair when I'm in fourth grade. But I don't have to go on trying to impress people with somebody that I'm not. And you know what's kind of crazy? Can I just say this? And sometimes I try to be careful with you guys not to say, when I was your age, because it's like, dude, you're old. When you were my age, people didn't even have cars. That's not true. But when here's what I did. Here's my experience. I would spend a lot of time trying to get people that treated me like junk and were mean to me and didn't respect me and didn't care really about me at all. And I would spend so much time trying to impress those people so that they would like me. And it was a huge waste of time. And I wish I never did it. And for some reason, when people treat us like dirt or they're mean to us, for some reason we want them. They're the ones we want to pursue a friendship with. And when they're the ones that we're like, dude, we just want you to like me, dude. I want to show you that I'm cool. And then there are other people that will be our friends and kind of be there for us through and through and like us for who we are and not expect us to be a certain way, but just go, man, I just like you for who you are. And for some reason, sometimes we don't really give them the time of day. And I just want you guys to not have to chase that thing. Don't worry about being popular. Don't worry about being the one person or in a group of people that everybody looks at and goes, dude, they're so cool. Because you know what happens? You get old, your hair starts going away, you start to gain weight, you get like a belly, and like, this thing happens to me. And it doesn't matter anymore if I'm cool or not. And anyways, I have Facebook, and I see the people that I used to be like, dude, I just want to make you cool. And it's like, oh, man, I don't even want to be your friend. Why did I even care about what you thought? But we try so hard. You know what's crazy is if you have a Bible, I want you to open to Mark 9. Get your Bible out, open to Mark 9. This is not a new issue that we're dealing with. This isn't just like something that started happening in like the 1900s or 1980s or 1990s. But this is something that seems to have been going on forever. Like, for some reason, we all want to put ourselves in a position to be like, dude, I'm the best. Bro, I'm the most popular. Dude, look how many Facebook friends I have. Hey, do you see how many likes I got on Instagram? Boom. Do you see how many followers I have? Here's a crazy thing, and if this is you, I want to free you from this. I'm not trying to make fun of you at all, because I would never try to make fun of you, but I just want to free you from this. How many followers you have on Instagram or any other social media thing doesn't matter, okay? Because I didn't know that was a thing until I started seeing stuff, and I would see people being like, dude, I need to get more followers. I need to get more people that like my stuff and follow me, and why don't more people follow me? And it's like, ah, man, don't chase that thing. It just doesn't matter. Mark 9, I'm going to start in 35. These are Jesus' disciples, and they're walking along, right? They were previous to what happened right here. Jesus was walking along with his disciples, and it comes to this part where it says, and they came in 33. I'm going to start in 33. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, that was Jesus, he asked them, he says, hey, what were you discussing on the way? But they, the disciples, kept silent. For on the way, they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and he called the 12 and he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and he put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Here's a picture that is interesting to me. So you have Jesus' disciples. I try to put myself in this situation 2,000 years ago, right? You've got Jesus' disciples, and they were just walking behind Jesus. And if you read in Matthew 18, or even before this, it says that they were trying to kind of get away from the crowds because Jesus wanted to talk to his disciples. So they're walking along, and Jesus, they get to Capernaum, and Jesus kind of is like sitting there, and his disciples are like talking to themselves. Remember, these are probably young guys, like teenagers, like late teens, early 20s. These weren't like old men. For some reason, when we see pictures of Jesus' disciples, they're all like these old guys with these long white beards. And they're like, hey, like we see him. But his disciples more likely were closer to your age than they were to mine. They weren't old guys. And I just imagine them sitting around in a circle. And they're sitting there and they're like, dude, you know I'm the best. And then one of them's like, yeah, right, bro. It's me. I'm the best. I'm his favorite. I'm the best disciple there is. I could tell you the whole Old Testament. And he's like, whatever, dude. I helped Jesus feed 5,000 people. Like, I was there too, bro. Like, I don't know how their arguments go, but they're like talking to each other about who is the greatest. Who is the best disciple? And Jesus, totally knowing what's going on because he's Jesus, is like, hey, guys, real quick, what were you talking about on the way here? What were you talking about back there? Just curious. You know, and they didn't want to say anything. If you go back to Matthew 18, which is a similar story in the book of Matthew, it says that they were talking about who was the greatest. So even the disciples 2,000 years ago are walking around like bumping each other like, dude, I'm the best. I'm the best. No. Like wanting to be like one up on each other. And Jesus responds in a way that Jesus always responds, where he takes something and he like kind of flips it upside down. He's like, you think it's this way, but watch this. Whoop! They're like, oh. That was rad, Jesus. I'm sure they said rad back then. But Jesus says this. He goes, if you want to be first, you actually have to be last. And the last shall be first. And Jesus is saying, like, you guys, stop. The way to make this happen, the way to be the greatest isn't to be like, dude, I'm the most popular. Look at me. I'm the big man on campus. Says, no, the way to be most popular is actually to take yourself and remove yourself from the situation, and you actually become a servant to all. You actually begin to view yourself not as trying to be the greatest, but as putting other people's needs before yours, caring about others before you care about yourself, not doing what Josh did all through junior high and high school, trying to position myself into a place of popularity, trying to position myself to where people would like me and go, Josh, we like you, dude, you're cool, you're part of us, and stop trying to do that, and instead starting to serve. Instead, at school, going around and being like, dude, I just want to do what I can to help other people around me. I want to do what I can to serve others. If that means there's a kid sitting by himself at lunch and he just needs a friend, I'm going to go be his friend. If that means I'm walking by and somebody is getting picked on, I'm going to step in and go, hey, bro, you should stop picking on that kid. You got to stop doing that. It's not cool. If that means somebody drops all their books and all their papers fly everywhere, I'm going to go help them pick it up. Jesus says, if you want to be the greatest, that is what you do. Stop trying to be big man on campus. Stop trying to take these popular magazines and these fake like people that we see that the media tries to make us out and goes, this is what you should be. Look like this, do this, dress like this, act like this, say these things, wear these clothes, use this makeup. Don't worry about doing those things anymore because that's not popular. That's not the person you're supposed to be. It's a person that somebody, something out there is trying to trick us into acting and being. And Jesus is like, you guys, disciples, I just picture him with the guys. Dudes, fellas, stop trying to be so great. And then Jesus takes a child. He says, come here. He brings the child over and he says, you guys, this is the picture of what it looks like to be first. And in that culture, children weren't like they aren't like today. Like nowadays, we like love little kids and we're like, oh, kids are the best. Oh, like me, I'm the worst, right? Like I post Instagram pictures all the time and it's like of my kids. Like, oh, look at this dude. Oh, that's awesome. You know, like, and that's fine. It's not a bad thing to do. But like in that culture, kids were like not like they weren't looked down upon, but it was kind of like they're just kids. They'll grow up one day so we can talk to them. Like one day they'll be adults and they can be a part of culture and a part of society. They weren't really included, certainly not like they are today. But also there's this thing about the faith of a child. There's this thing about a kid and the innocence that comes with being a little kid. Like my boys right now, it's the best thing in the world. They don't care what they wear. Ethan was like ready to go to the park today in his Spider-Man jammies. Dad, let's go! I'm like, bro, you got your jammies on. What if there's girls at the park? I didn't say that. But he just doesn't care. He'll wear anything to the store. Like it doesn't matter. He doesn't care about like his image. And he doesn't care about what other people think about him, like if they think he's cool. But he's got this childlike innocence about him where he just wants to know a couple things. He wants to know that daddy's going to be there and that daddy loves him. He wants to have a safe place, a safe home. And there's something about if we have a childlike faith where we just come to our daddy, who is God, our Father, and we're like, God, I don't care what other people have. I'm gonna let you define who I am. And I just want to encourage you guys, like, if you're chasing popularity, like, don't waste your time. And here's the beautiful thing. If you weren't here last week, I announced, I hope everybody knows by now, but if you weren't here last week, I announced that I'm going to be moving in about a month. I'm going to be going to somewhere far, far away, Connecticut. And so here's the deal, though. I've got 5 more weeks with you guys, and over the next 5 weeks, all I want to do is have time with you to talk to you about what it looks like to follow Jesus as a junior high student. So I don't want to waste my time with you guys and just be like, oh, hey, you should do this or that. Actually, what I really want to do is I just hope you guys are set up for success in life of what it looks like to follow Jesus. And I'm going to tell you now, if you chase popularity, it's going to disappoint you. If you chase that, you will never, ever feel satisfied. You will never, ever feel like, yes, this is what I've always wanted. Everybody to like me. But instead, do 2 things, okay? 2 things. There's no surprise here. We talked about it. 2 things. Learn how to love God really well. Like, learn to love God. And something else. Love others. Jesus says, you want to know the most important thing? Here it is. Love the Lord your God. Oh, and you want to know something else that's the second thing that's the most important? Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Don't chase popularity. Don't worry about what jerks at school think about you. Don't try to gain their approval. And if you're one of those guys at school that, like, kind of puts that on other people, stop doing it. We don't need any more of those. But instead, go to Jesus like a child would. Love God and love others. It's just not, don't make it more difficult than that. Because the weeds in life, especially these weeds of just trying to stay in this race of being popular and trying to worry about all these people liking you and doing things to impress them and trying to make them think you're somebody and maybe you're not that person or any of that. That stuff, it's ugly. And it's just like weeds. Like, it just doesn't, there's nothing good that comes from it. There's just things in our heart that we just need to start rid ourselves from. And I'm telling you, I promise you, the earlier you can figure that out and stop trying to chase that, the more joy you are going to experience in life than you'll know. Because then you don't have to worry about that anymore, and it's such a weight off your shoulders. You're like, oh my gosh, what was that thing? Oh, it was trying to be popular that was so heavy. I can live. This is great. You'll begin to experience freedom. Love God. Love others. Don't worry about being popular. Mom's going to be like, what'd you learn at church tonight? 3 things, Mom. Love God, love others, and don't worry about being popular. And she's going to go, oh, that's nice. Mom, can we go to Chick-fil-A? You guys, I hope that you can just trust me in this. Like, I just want to, I tell you these things because I just really care about you, and I hope to save you from some hurt and some pain that I had to go through, and I had to learn some of those lessons the hard way because I chased it, and it never fulfilled me. Love God, love others. Let's pray. God, you're good to us. We live in a culture that absolutely adores and bows down to this idea of celebrity and popularity. And God, help us to not fall into that. Help us to not fall into this idea of having to be popular, of having to impress other people, especially, God, people that really don't care about who we are. But God, I would pray for these students that they would learn about who they are from you. God, that, like, as we spend time in house groups, we could learn who you've created us to be. And God, we could really just care about, okay, what am I doing that's honoring the Lord now? And God, that we don't care about what people think about us. It's such a weight. It's such a burden for us. And I just ask that you take that burden from us, God, that we could really just pursue you and help us to love others well. We need help with that. But God, I would just pray you would help us to love others well. God, thanks for being good to us. Thanks for these students. Thanks that we get time together. You are good, and we love you, and we are so thankful for your name, Jesus. And everybody said, amen.